Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications. I am joined today by Steve Rausch. This month, we are discussing the postponement of implementation of the European Union Deforestation Regulation, known as EUDR. This regulation was to go into effect in December of 2024, but it has been delayed by a year. Steve, what is the EUDR?
Well, Helen, quoting the European Commission in charge of this regulation, the EUDR imposes supply chain due diligence requirements on operators and traders of products linked to deforestation and forest degradation. The EUDR covers the following commodities: cattle, cocoa, coffee, palm oil, rubber, soy, and wood, including certain items made from or containing these commodities, for example, leather, chocolate, and furniture. As part of their due diligence exercise, operators and traders will have to ensure that these products are deforestation-free and comply with the relevant legislation of the country of production.
I recall that the EUDR entered into force on June 29, 2023, with the main requirements originally intended to apply to larger in-scope companies from December 30, 2024, 18 months after its entry into force.
And now they are pushing it out 1 year. For smaller businesses, it will be pushed out to the 30th of June of 2026. And I am glad to see some sense being injected into the process here. Sometimes one can pass legislation faster than it can be implemented.
Let's see if we can dig deeper after the break.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
And we're back. Steve, can you give our listeners a bit more on what EUDR means?
Sure. According to ResourceWise, ratified over the summer of 2023, the EUDR aims to prevent and mitigate the impact of deforestation and forest degradation associated with certain commodities placed on the EU market. This initiative will require all forest products companies exporting to the EU, called operators in the regulation, to provide certain facts to the EU authorities, proving that the goods production did not contribute to the deforestation of primary forest. And to accomplish this, the law requires that the operators provide 1, a due diligence statement attesting to the compliance with the law, and 2, geolocation data for every harvest tract that produced the wood or the wood fiber in the product. And that's onerous. Helen, mind telling us what the failure to comply means?
Companies that are not compliant will be prohibited from selling into the EU and fined at least 4% of total revenue earned from sales to Europe in the previous year.
And I predict some companies may choose not to do business in the European Union.
An unintended consequence.
And rising prices. Imagine if cocoa or coffee growers decide to write off doing business in Europe.
If you have any thoughts on EUDR, we would love to hear from you. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.